Let's crack open a bottle.
This is a sort of century-long wine.
And chart a course for the islands.
Welcome to F-Boy Island.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, July 29th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Bob Odenkirk is in stable condition at an Albuquerque, New Mexico hospital after suffering what was described as a heart-related incident and collapsing on the set of Better Call Saul on Tuesday. In a statement to EW, Odenkirk's representatives added, quote, "He and his family would like to express gratitude for the incredible doctors and nurses looking after him, as well as his cast, crew, and producers who have stayed by his side. The Odenkirks would also like to thank everyone for the outpouring of well wishes and ask for their privacy at this time as Bob works on his recovery." His son, Nate Odenkirk, also tweeted reassuring news, saying, quote, "He's going to be okay." It's official. Orlando Jones will not return in the role of African trickster Mr. Nancy in the upcoming Anansi Boys series at Amazon. Instead, Delroy Lindo, who had a notable and critically adored turn in Spike Lee's Five Bloods last year and who recently left Paramount Plus's The Good Fight, will take over the part. While American Gods was canceled, it still seemed likely the role of Mr. Nancy would be recast after Jones parted ways with the Starz drama under contentious circumstances after season two. Not to mention, both Amazon and author and creator Neil Gaiman emphasize Anansi Boys as a completely separate thing from the American Gods book and show. Long-running kids show Arthur is no more. The beloved cartoon, based on the series of children's books by Mark Brown, has run for 25 seasons on PBS, but after its final episodes air this year, it will no longer continue. What's more, production on the show wrapped 2 years ago. Arthur writer Kay Waugh revealed the sad news on the podcast Finding DW, a show dedicated to tracking down the seven actors who voiced the role of Arthur's little sister, DW. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Number three. Now, pour yourself a glass of red, and let's get to our number three pick, The Wine Show. Matthew Good and Matthew Rhys host this delightful travelogue series, with Altered Carbon's James Purefoy and The Affair's Dominic West joining them for the final season dropping today. The four actors explore the people and stories behind some of the world's most fascinating wines, this time focusing on Portugal, from the capital city of Lisbon to the Azores Islands. And yes, they will be tasting plenty of wine. Here's a clip from the show.
You can't buy this. It is, you are allowed to have some when you are a particularly close friend of the Quinta. And we've got a bottle.
Ooh, Oh, that's like a... It's like a circus symphony in a...
It's just, like, slips down your throat like a pair of red velvet breeches, doesn't it? Just delicious.
Down your throat?
Yes.
Yes.
I do like it when there are wines that are so fabulous that it's challenging to say much about them. It will live for years and years. This is a sort of century-long wine, and probably then some, actually.
In other words, Napa Valley, eat your heart out. All three seasons of The Wine Show are streaming on Sundance Now, AMC Plus, and Acorn TV.
Number two.
Our number two pick today takes us behind the music as the iconic docuseries returns on Paramount Plus. Just like its previous incarnation on VH1, the series will delve into the stories behind some of the biggest names in music, including New Kids on the Block, Huey Lewis, and Busta Rhymes. The first two episodes, dropping today, focus on Ricky Martin and LL Cool J, chronicling their journeys to stardom, the ups and downs of their careers, and the marks they've left on their respective genres. Here's a clip from the LL Cool J episode featuring Eminem.
When I saw the Bad video, I was like, what the f-? He had the whole package, the look, the, you know, the swag, the chain, like everything. You know, you just wanted to be LL Cool J. I'm the pinnacle, that means I reign supreme, and I'm notorious, I'll crush you like a jelly bean. I'm bad. He was like the first rock star of rap. I'm like, yo, I want that. That was what actually made me want to rap.
As they say, don't call it a comeback. You can stream the Behind the Music reboot on Paramount Plus now. Trivia. It's trivia time. The very first episode of Behind the Music, which aired in 1997, profiled what 1980s group? A-ha, Milli Vanilli, or Tears for Fears? Stay tuned for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
No one be
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. We've recommended a lot of shows here over the past few days, but really, the TV event of the week has been LeVar Burton's guest hosting stint on Jeopardy. The former Star Trek actor will wrap up his run tomorrow, but in the meantime, EW's Tyler Aquilina recently asked him, "What you watching?"
Lupin. That's the one.
What did you love so much about it?
It just was a story I'd never seen before. You know, and a character I'd never seen before either. I mean, he was awesome. Just awesome. And I'm a sucker for a good heist movie. It takes real talent to pull off a really successful heist story. And this one had layers and layers and layers. And it was just really well written and well acted.
If you're a longtime listener here at What to Watch, you will know Burton is not the first celebrity who's mentioned Lupin on this show. It comes highly recommended. You can catch up with the French series on Netflix right now. I suggest watching with subtitles. And be sure to check your local listings for where and when to watch Burton on Jeopardy.
Number one.
And now let's stop effing around and reveal today's number one pick, F-Boy Island. No, it's not a spinoff of 30 Rock's MILF Island, but rather HBO Max's new dating series, which is poised to become your next guilty pleasure binge. Nikki Glaser hosts the series, which stars three women looking for love on a tropical island, where they're joined by 24 men, 12 nice guys, also looking for love, and 12 self-proclaimed F-boys, all there to compete for cold, hard cash. The women will navigate the dating pool together with the hope of finding a lasting connection and of determining who are the nice guys and who are the F-boys. Here's a preview.
Ladies, the three of you are hoping to find love in this tropical paradise.
I'm over the players. I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready for love.
Ooh. What you should know, there are 24 men. 12 of them are nice guys. The other 12, self-proclaimed F-boys.
Bro.
He's really cute, but he looks like he's gonna ruin my life.
It's up to these three ladies and you at home to figure out who the F is who. I don't even know. It's gonna be hard.
Ugh.
So it's Love Island meets The Bachelor meets Survivor? Certainly haven't seen that before. Tune in to find out if nice guys really do finish last. The first three episodes of F-Boy Island are streaming on HBO Max now.
Trivia.
And now the answer to today's trivia question. The very first episode of Behind the Music profiled what 1980s group? A-ha, Milli Vanilli, or Tears for Fears? Girl, you know this answer is true. It's Milli Vanilli. It was famously revealed in 1989 that Milli Vanilli frontmen Fab Morvan and Rob Pilatus did not sing any of the vocals on their songs. Behind the Music, co-creator Gay Rosenthal convinced the duo to do the show by telling them it was their chance to set the record straight. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.